my name is Dan Tapper, and I'm an artist and composer fascinated by space, data, and technology. This program looks over a recent body of work called Turbulent Forms, where I explore space through sound and image, using data as a raw material and inspirational muse. A history of the universe in noise applies the process of generation loss, the loss in quality between repeat copies of data from the cosmic microwave background. The sound composition is created from material that focuses on the myriad types of noise and distortion, including custom software that performs elements of generation loss. The process of degrading and expanding on a clear source is analogous to the reduction and expansion of radiation found as part of the cosmic microwave background, left over from the electromagnetic radiation emitted in the early stages of the universe. waves, creates a simulation of two black holes affecting and distorting the other's orbit and eventually colliding. The piece is inspired by binary black hole mergers, which are a major source of gravitational wave disturbances. These disturbances were initially predicted by physicists and discovered only recently through observations carried out by the Laser Interferometer Gravitational Wave Observatory. The simulation models the life cycle of emerging binary black hole system. Black holes oscillate between a distorted sphere and a flattened spheroid. The sound composition is created using software that plots the path of each black hole's orbit and applies this information to a selected set of sounds arranged in a cluster pattern. These sounds range from sonified information representing gravity waves to snatches of radio static and more melodic material. heliosphere is a creative exploration of the solar system through sound and image. The piece involves a variety of techniques to creatively interpret information gathered from space, sonifications and visualizations of planetary orbits controlling synthesizer LFOs and cutoffs, electromagnetic emissions of a pulsar, impulse responses from the Earth's ionosphere, and building a makeshift model heliosphere. Methods for working with data range from conceptual elements, such as matching generation loss to the cosmic microwave background, but also direct visualizations, for example, my work with sunspots that creates quite a quantitative topological map.
Solar Maxima is a piece that takes data from 26 years of sunspots and encodes this into an audiovisual work. The data is sourced from sunspot index and solar observations and makes use of the regular intervals in the recording of this data to define a rhythmic motif. Volume and filter cutoffs are controlled according to the strength of the sunspot magnitudes, and a direct sonification of all sunspots recorded over the 26-year period is incorporated into the background of the piece, alongside an ongoing drone created from average electromagnetic emissions recorded from the sun. artists and composers commissioned to make new works engaging with space using the tools and methodologies I had created as part of Turbulent Forms.
These composers were Becca Sims, Alison Cameron, and Myrna Zrakbash.
This piece is based on pulsars. When I was in grade 10, my physics professor, or teacher, I guess at that point, wouldn't let me read in class unless it was Carl Sagan. I came across his book Cosmos at that age and sort of started a lifelong interest. What attracts me about space is that it's both really fascinating and wondrous and also really scary. And I like the idea of finding beauty in something that terrifies you so much. Guitar, and surprisingly, electric guitar and space sounds work really nicely together.
things we did almost right away is we recorded an improvisation on the piano with a bunch of us playing. And this is the main source material I used for the electronic part of the piece, which is essentially running that through a magnificent filter patch in Max. There's so much material that you kind of have to focus on something. You can find any kind of like data sets, zero sets, all kinds of things on the internet that you can use to produce compositional material. So it's just another way of, I think for me anyway, producing compositional material.
I've always had a deep interest in music and astronomy, and I think visual art was a way that I could understand both of them, translating astronomical data into sound. was a lot of material to work from. Dan had collected a bunch of sounds from the NASA archive, and I had a bunch myself. I kind of collected those together, and reading about the cosmic microwave background, which is, in essence, the kind of radiation spreading out through the universe from the moment of the Big Bang. So I was interested in the patterns found visually in these and wanted to emulate something. I'm also currently practicing deep listening, and so I've been doing a lot of sound walks, and so I guess I wanted this to kind of be like a sound walk in space.
Systems and you go on modulation all four and keying was a go.
Roger, you're loud and clear here also.
Nova maps, or the supernova events recorded in history, into an audiovisual installation, distributing this information through light and sound. The information is laser cut into board and diffused as light using several overhead projectors. The diffused light is accompanied by sonified data of each recorded supernova, which is output as sound and visual for a CRT display. The sonification is complemented by a constantly evolving generative soundscape that takes subtle cues from the data stream to create changes in volume, pitch, and speaker diffusion.
Thank you.
personal engagement with space began in 2012 for a number of experiments, recording naturally occurring radio in the very low frequency VLF band. This includes ionospheric activity, such as the northern lights and lightning, as well as information from further afield, such as sunspot activity and radio from Jupiter. Thank you.